Mandy,
Hello, Katie.
how are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. I have a very anxious pup in my lap, which is great. I love having her snuggle up, but like it's a little creepy having her staring at me like this. It's
My
like,
sister, the year I lived in Nashville, my sister texted me a copy of a link to an article that was just, "Why does my dog stare at me?"
right.
I responded with a picture of Etta, who was just staring at me.
Yeah.
Now, with Etta, it could mean any number of things.
Right.
It was just the way she communicated all the time.
Yeah.
My friend Lena was once keeping her for me, and she was like, "She's eaten, she has water in her bowl, she has been outside. She's just staring at me. Any ideas?" And I was like, "Is the water in her bowl fresh?"
Oh, God.
She changed the water in the bowl and she takes me back. She said, "That's what it
That's
was."
what it was. The quirks of our dogs.
I saw a TikTok last night. It was a husky. It was obviously an older husky, and it was a pet sitter. And the pet sitter was like, "I put the rug down like he suggested so he didn't have to walk over the hardwood floors. Still not moving. Any suggestions?" And the owner texted back and was like, "Oh, he doesn't like a rug. He likes a blanket." And so the pet sitter put a blanket down and was like, "He still won't do it." And the owner's like, "Oh, no, the white blanket."
Stop it.
White blanket down and the dog just went right over it.
So funny.
It's like
They're
the
so
things we do.
quirky. I know, and we do it for
They
them.
are.
I love it.
Absolutely. And
Yep.
you don't realize, I mean, it's just your life. You're just
Yeah.
living your life and making things
Yeah.
easier for yourself. You don't realize how crazy it all is until you have to write it down for
Right. For the
somebody
pet
else.
sitter. Right.
And then you're like, "Oh, that's a little weird that I do
Yep.
that."
I'm
But
trying to get a picture for the
it is.
honey. Now she's sleeping. Honey. Honey.
We'll let her sleep.
Stay there
But
we go.
we are in playoff baseball season,
Yes.
and
Fill
I know
us
a lot of people
in.
think it's football. I know a lot of people think it's football season. I just honestly, I feel sorry for y'all
It
that
oh.
y'all are missing out on
I know.
playoff baseball season. It is so awesome. So we had the great, I told y'all a little bit about how wild the end of the season was shaping up to be. And indeed, on Sunday, there were three games that determined people's completed their complete collapse, and they did not make the postseason at all. Bye bye.
Bye
I
bye.
hate it for you. You have the second highest payroll in the MLB. You signed the biggest free agent of the offseason, and you didn't make it to the playoffs. That sucks.
I hear a hint of sarcasm. Is that what that is? Just a sprinkle.
I
Okay.
got nothing for the Mets. I
Right.
got nothing. I mean, I like
Really?
Francisco Lindor, and I like Juan Soto's fine, but like, I don't even have, most teams I have like a player that I like, love,
Sure.
like Kelly and Casey, plug your ears. I love Kyle Schwarber on the
I know you
Phillies. I just
do.
love him.
I
I got nothing. I got nobody like that on the Mets. Like, there's
know.
nobody that I just love. So anyway, yeah, the Mets are out, which means the Reds got in,
Nobody. Okay.
which, the Reds have not been in the postseason, I don't know, in a long time. They haven't won a postseason game since like the 80s, I think I heard them say, maybe the 90s.
So do you know that two of my baseball coaches from my high school played for the Reds back in the
I did
day?
not.
Yeah, they sure
Back
did.
in the day. Okay.
Two of them, like way before the 80s. Yeah, I would think in the 70s.
But they were probably part of the Big Red Machine. So
Yeah.
they were badasses back then.
Yes, indeed.
So that's exciting for them. The bad news is they really only like their key was that they have this pitcher, Hunter Green, he's just been nails. And so everybody was like, they had to fly to LA to play the Dodgers. And everybody's like, well, if Hunter Green can win that first game, well, they played yesterday and Hunter Green did not win his first game. They were down 10 to 2. They did eventually come back and make it 10 to 5
Yeah.
because the Dodgers bullpen is ass. The Dodgers got every pitcher that was available on the free agent market last year, who was anybody other
Yeah.
than Max Fried. The Dodgers got every single pitcher, and yet their bullpen is ass. It
Wow.
just baseball's crazy. Baseball's
Yeah.
crazy. So anyway, so the Dodgers won the first game. The Yankees and the Red Sox, storied rivalry,
Yeah.
lots of history. They played in New York. Max Fried was their starting pitcher. He was great, and the Yankees lost, which is like best case scenario. Want to see Max do well and want the Yankees to lose, and both those things happened. So good. And then the first game was the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Guardians
Right.
ended their season playing each other.
Now here we are again.
And the Guardians, the Tigers also similarly to the Mets, just ooh, since the All-Star break. I mean, but they did make it in. They made it in. They did get a wild card spot, but they did not win the division. So anyway, but they have a pitcher named Tarik Skubal. He's a white boy. His name is Tarik, not Tarik.
That
He
is a great name.
Tarik and his mama,
And
like
Scooble.
Skubal, yeah, on Twitter, like Pitching Ninja, who's a Twitter account that will like highlight pitches, specific pitches, and he tweeted out one time, and you could see Tarik cussing on the mound, and his mama responded to the tweet and was like, "Tarik Andrew," like or whatever his middle name is. It was real cute. It's real cute.
His full
But
government name.
that kid, he won the Cy Young last year for the American League. I think that's right. Anyway, he's awesome, and so again, Detroit had to have him, and they did win their game, unlike the Reds. But the one we really cared about was the Cubs and the Padres. And the Cubs clinched home field advantage. So they all three of these games will be in Chicago, which is huge.
Yeah.
Both because Wrigley is so great and because San Diego fans are so great. Like, it's a hard place to go play.
Well, and to me, when you said that last week, I thought about it later. Like, they also don't have to fly to California. And
Right,
that time
right.
change, I'm sure, like when I used to fly way out west, it's that last hour. And I know they're in a different time zone than I am, but still, it's anytime you go that far. It just kicks your ass. So I'm really glad that they don't have to do that.
I get worse jet lag going to California than I do going to Europe. Like,
Yeah,
it's bad. It's
it's so
hard. Yeah.
bad. I
And they
hate
do
it.
it. You know, they do it a lot, but
Still.
still. So yeah, so good news all around. And on top of that, the Padres have a very bad, not very bad. They have a worse away record than they do a home record. And the
Okay.
Cubs have a much better home record. So like all these things are correct. So the Cubs, Matthew Boyd was their starting pitcher. He is a guy who was like out of MLB at one point and you know, one of those stories. He's a veteran and has made a comeback and has had this crazy great year, made the All-Star team for the first time. He gives a press conference on Monday talking about how his grandfather was a Cubs fan and just starts bawling at the podium, just boo-hooing, crying, talking
Oh,
about his granddaddy and the
that's
Cubs. I mean,
sweet.
oh, anyway, so he got the start, did great. All the talk. So, you know, I am an Enneagram 5, so I had to do all the listening to all the podcasts. And all the talk was how good San Diego's bullpen is. And so it was like, you got to get between that and the fact that they started at 2 Chicago time, which means as the sun sets, you start to get shadows over home plate, which means the batters can't see the pitch coming out as well. So you want to get runs early for so you can avoid the shadows and because you don't want to hit the bullpen. And they were going into the fifth inning. They were down 1-0. And lo and behold, thank you, Lord, Seiya Suzuki. So Seiya's from Japan. He came over a year before Shohei, I think. Or no, a year before Shohei went to the Dodgers, I think. And he was a star in Japan, and he hasn't clicked as much as they thought he would in Chicago, but he did have a great first half this year. Like he should have made the All-Star game and didn't. But then he kind of tanked in the second half, which has kind of been the story of the Cubs offense, as they all kind of tanked in the second half. But Shota over the weekend hit two home runs on Saturday and a home run on Sunday, and he came up to bat in the fifth inning and tied it up.
Love it.
1-1. And then Carson Kelly, our catcher, came up right after him. Back-to-back home runs were up 2-1. Meanwhile, Mr. Lieutenant Dansby Swanson, two amazing plays in the field to save two runs. So he might as well have hit two home runs because he saved two. And then eventually they did come in and he did score a run. So they, I think 3-1 was the final score. So go Cubs, go.
Love it. Go
So
Cubs, go.
they play again today. And then if necessary, they would play again on Thursday. So, but this is exciting. It's just so fun. I just sat here yesterday working and had a game on from noon until I went to bed.
I
It
love
was
it.
so exciting. I loved it for myself. I wasn't quite as nervous as I would be when the Braves played. Like if the Braves played, I had to be zoned in on every pitch. And but I did have some moments where I got real hyped up. So anyway, it was fun. And hopefully by the time y'all are listening to this, the Cubs will have moved on because they've just had this playoff format. I think this is the third year maybe that they've had the extra wild card slot. And in that time period, the people who win game one, the teams that win game one are undefeated. Like if you win game one, you're going to win the series. So
Love it.
knock on all the wood, knock on all the wood. So that's, and then the other big news that just hit just this morning is Brian Snitker is retiring. So the Braves manager
Is
is
he
retiring.
retiring in quotes or retired?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Mandy froze. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Okay, there you
Okay.
go. So I
Okay.
said it froze
Yeah,
when
I heard.
I said retiring. Okay.
Yeah. Casey asked that same question. I think the only reason that I think maybe yes is because next year would be his 50th anniversary with the Braves.
Okay.
And so I think it would have been tied up with a nice little bow to have him coach one more year and then retire after 50 years. But I also can see him having seen the season that we had and seeing something needs to change. And being the kind of guy that like he doesn't care about 50. Like that's not if it means the Braves are going to be better off for him to be gone, then he's going to be gone. Like that's just the kind of guy he is. So yeah, I don't know. But it's listen, it's we've been talking about it all year, like ever since they sucked it up. There's been talk of him retiring. And so who would come in? And I don't know. There's a couple of Walt Weiss is the bench coach. So he's sort of like the VP. So he could step in pretty easily. David Ross, who was he played for the Braves. He was a catcher. He was the a big deal in the 2016 Cubs World Series win. He played at Florida State, lives in Tallahassee, and he was the Cubs manager for several years until they hired Craig Counsell. So he's been gone. He's been at a this is Counsell's second year. So
Yeah.
Ross has been a manager. And he wasn't horrible. The Cubs just had a chance to get Craig Counsell, who's like one of the best managers ever. Another name you hear talked about a lot is Mark DeRosa, who played for the Braves. He is now a commentator on MLB, but he coached, he has tried, he's interviewed for manager positions in the past, and he was the manager for the team for the World Baseball Classic.
Okay.
So he's got some managing experience. So those are kind of the names that have been bandied around, but we'll
She
see.
was lay honey was laying on my mouse pad on the computer. We can't do
Well,
that, honeybee.
she's a good worker.
She is
She's a
moving the
good
stuff
helper.
around. She's gonna delete it all.
She's a good
Sorry.
helper. That's all. That's all. So that'll be exciting for the Bravos to see
When
what
do
happens,
you
to see what.
like what is the timeline for that kind of process? Like, when do you think that they'll start?
I would think Alex would do it sooner rather than later,
Okay. Yeah, that's what I
knowing
was thinking.
Alex.
Like, go ahead and unless they're trying to poach a manager from another team, like if you're going to name somebody internally, especially, wouldn't you go ahead and do it so they can
Yeah.
start getting things in
The
order?
other thing that was announced yesterday is our beloved Ron Washington is not going back to the Angels. I don't think the Braves will hire him because
Okay.
he's so old.
Yeah.
I'd love for them to bring him back in some capacity, though. I don't know that he would do that. I don't if he has a chance to get another manager position, he'll take it. But I just don't see the Braves hiring him.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see who they get.
But I know it's exciting. It's
Yes.
exciting. So
Well,
that's all I got. What's going on with you,
keep us
Katie?
posted. Auburn continues to suck. This week, our
They did
defense,
not suck.
yeah,
They've actually done pretty well.
our defense scored more and got more yardage than our offense.
Listen,
Our
points are
best
points.
player is a kicker with a colostomy bag. I
Why
mean,
does he have a colostomy bag?
so
I can't
he
even.
has a severe case of Crohn's. He almost died last year. And so he's just come back this year. It's a great story. If you haven't seen the story, ESPN did a beautiful game day montage about him. He worked very hard to get back to where he is, but because of his intestinal issues, I mean, he was down to like 105 pounds or something crazy. I mean, was very, very ill, but he's worked his way back. He's done a great job. He's gotten us more points than the offense. And he has a colostomy bag. So our best player, our highest scorer, is a kicker with a colostomy bag. Our O-line is Swiss cheese. I mean, it's painful to watch.
That's
So
sure.
we'll see. We have a bye week before we have hate week with Georgia next week. So we can't lose this week. So there's that. Yeah. The other thing, and I used to give y'all like a what they did on College Game Day, but it's so repetitive that it's just not worth the effort. But I will say this week they were in Penn Station and they all dressed because they had a whiteout game. So they all dressed in white suits, white tie, white shirt, white suit.
They look like the Backstreet
They
Boys.
did. That's what I was going to say. They looked like the Backstreet Boys. And I don't know who's,
Everybody.
there we go. I don't know who's doing Nick Saban's hair, but he needs a new hair colorist.
Boom Mama. Boom Mama was talking about
It looks awful. She's not wrong.
that.
So it was just weird. I don't know. The white suits were weird. It was just weird. Anyway, so there's that. They are going to be this week, which I won't get to see much of it because I have some pastoral duties on Saturday. But they're going to the Vanderbilt, Alabama game. Game day will be there, and I'm not sure they can do it, but my hope and prayer is that we can anchor down and beat Alabama at home. That's my prayer and my hope and my wish and my dream. I don't think it's going to happen.
Diego Pavia would tell you you're wrong.
He would, and I hope I am. I really sincerely hope I am.
I
But
know
they
you're
played
sincere.
really well last week when they played Georgia. And I mean, that's a hard
Yeah.
team to beat. So, and we get to play both of those teams in the coming weeks
Good
and
times.
Vanderbilt, I think, as well. So, yay for us. So
Yeah.
awesome.
And Mercer. You left Mercer out of that,
Oh, and we
Cody.
get to play Mercer. They'll probably beat us the way we're looking with our, I'm telling you, I
The
can't say
last
this
time
enough. Our best player has a colostomy
I remember Mercer and Auburn playing was the first time they played. I don't know if they've played since. But we actually did play Auburn
You
very
did.
well.
You did. I
It came
know.
down to like the fourth
I know.
quarter.
Yeah, it did. It's
It
going to
was
happen
funny.
again. It's very likely to happen again.
Listen, that would be so funny because I'm going to that game.
I hope you do.
I am. The nephew's like on it.
Come
So,
on.
anyway,
I
that'd be
love it.
funny.
I love that. Saturday, I did go to, I've talked several times about my favorite little store in Pitts, Georgia. You got to say that right. It's not Pitts, it's Pitts. And the things that Valerie does for the community are tremendous. And this time it was a fall festival, which featured local farmers, local, there's a lot of food, not just produce, but like food made in the area. So, the butterscotch lady was there, which is my favorite butterscotch, which I probably should put on my list. So I'll do that next week in my food. Just a great event that features local artisans and farmers. And it was lovely. It was hot. I mean, it's the end of September. Can we not? But it was really hot. But we just had a ball, and I bought some things for myself and some potential Christmas gifts, which was nice. Also, I was standing there in Pitts, Georgia, and I hear, Katie, is that you? It was my high school math teacher, who in her retirement makes things. She and her husband make things. And the girl, Jennifer, who I was with, was like, we seriously cannot go anywhere in this whole state. She said, you know everybody. I'm like, well, yeah. I did. I mean, I can't. I have to behave everywhere I go.
I'm just not in my head. I'm just
Yeah.
not in my head. Listen, I'm from Moultrie, Georgia. There's no more wide-reaching
I know,
town of
right?
10,000 people
Yeah.
in the world, except
I
maybe
know.
Tullahoma, Elizabeth. I'll give you Tullahoma.
Tullahoma.
It's
Yeah.
crazy.
Yeah. So, yeah, we were sitting there and Jennifer was like, what in the world? Of course, we see your math teacher. And I was like, please don't tell all
That's
my.
not what that's right. That's not one of my sorority sisters this summer who was in town, and she goes, "Remember that time I saw your mom in Florence?" That would be Florence, Italy,
Oh
not
God.
Florence, Alabama.
Florence, Alabama.
They were like filing through looking at David, and mom was like, and Rachel was like, and mom was like, "Did you go to Vanderbilt?" And Rachel's like, "No, I went to Mercer." She's like, "You're Mandy's mom." Yes.
Oh my
Anyway.
God, I love it. Well, it's like when
That's
I moved down
my favorite.
here. Yeah, one of my parishioners used to be the head of Easter seals for the state of Georgia. And so she lobbied at the house and, with the people up in Atlanta all the time. And so she knows all of our people that we know from Saxby's office. And she's like, oh my gosh, here's his Christmas card from this year. Like Marseille. She loves Marseille. And I'm like, how, like,
Who doesn't love
who doesn't
Marseille?
love Marseille? But
There's
you
something wrong with you if you don't love
know,
Marseille.
but like all those people we all knew. So it's wild, the small town reach.
You see Allison's husband died?
No, I did
Are you friends
not.
with her on Facebook?
I'm not sure. I
Yeah,
don't
we'll
think I
see.
am. That is sad.
Not bad. Anyway, speaking of the old crew.
Yeah, speaking of the old crew, the only other thing I watched a little bit of and I gave up after the first day because we were so pathetic was the Ryder Cup. And for a
That
group
was an
of
embarrassment
all
on
the way,
all fronts.
all fronts, y'all, all fronts. And that's, I mean, I quit watching because the golf was so bad. Like, we did so poorly. Number one golfer in the world on our team, and we just sucked it up. My buddy, Russell Henley, sucked it up. I mean, so bad. So I quit watching. But the news that was the more disturbing thing than the bad golf was the bad, like, behavior. And I guess I shouldn't be shocked in the world we live in today. I should not. I should no longer be shocked. But I thought golf was the one place we still had a little bit of decorum, but we don't. I mean, why be rude to someone's wife? Why throw things at
Because
someone's
they can.
wife? Like, come on, people. Oh, so anyway, I was just very disappointed in that whole
The
thing all the way
wrestle,
around.
it's the WrestleManiification
It is.
of our country.
It is. And I like Heather McMahon. And I know she got swept up in the craziness. And I'm sure it was nothing she planned to do. But I was kind of sad. And she's apologized. And I'm sure she's sincere about it. But like, what the heck? I mean, come on.
Right.
Like the whole thing was a giant cluster.
Yeah, it was. It was gross.
It was embarrassing to be an American. And we have a lot of
It was
things
great.
right now that are embarrassing.
Ted and I were talking, and he
Ugh.
said if what they should, Europeans should say, we will only play in an American Ryder Cup if it's held at
At
Augusta.
Augusta, I was thinking the same thing. We think a lot alike
Because
sometimes.
those people freaking know how
Yes,
to do it.
I agree. Can we do that? Let's make that happen.
Augusta
That
probably,
was
I don't know what
abysmal.
Augusta wanted or not.
I would hope so. I would hope they would save us from ourselves. So, anyway,
That's
I don't
not
know.
their job.
We're going to Ireland in 2 years, so we'll see what happens. What I do see in our show notes, Mandy, is something that I cannot wait to try, especially the first one, because you know I don't do olives. But we're back to food for you this week, and I'm very excited. So tell us all about it.
Well, so the first recipe I just made, and I just had some ground chicken, and I was like, I don't know, what am I going to do with the ground chicken? And then I
Yeah.
thought, I need meatballs. And so I found this recipe for Greek chicken meatballs with orzo. And it's really pretty easy. If you don't have a scooper, like an ice cream scoop, get a little scooper if you're going to be making meatballs. It just makes life so much easier. And this was all like in one pan, basically. I had to, I have to hand wash all my dishes. I don't have a dishwasher. So that's always a priority for me. And so obviously I had a bowl that I mixed the meatballs up in, but then I just scooped them and put them right in the hot pan.
This looks
And
really
I
good.
also added a bunch of spinach as well. When I added the orzo, I added some spinach. But it reminded me a lot, and then you just cook it on the stove, all in one pan. So it was And I liked it. And it reminded me of one of my very favorite recipes, which I also copied, which is chicken with orzo and lemons and olives. And it is, you do like, I think the recipe calls for like chicken leg quarters. I've done it with all kinds of chicken. And you just brown the chicken first, and then you add the orzo and the chicken broth and the chicken back in it, and olives and lemons, and you
Yum.
bake it. And there's just something about that orzo
Yep.
that I love.
I could leave the olives out of that and
So,
be and make it work, I'm sure, right? Okay. I love that.
anyway, that's sort of
Thank
just.
you.
That second one is one of my very favorite recipes ever. But the other one was also very good.
And I haven't looked. Did you use the I know we haven't used this word in a while. Did you use the, do they make protein orzo? Like the Barilla. Okay.
I don't know. I haven't looked for it.
All right. Well, I may try to look for it and see if they have it. Because I think that would be a great, especially those meatballs would be good for me to make once and then eat on it all week and make it easy to reheat and all the things. So I'm loving this idea.
Good. Well, talk to us about your favorites,
Thank
Katie.
you.
What have you got?
Well, I don't have much.
It's all right.
I did finish, I think I talked about it last week, but I did finish House of Smoke last night. And that's the John T. Edge book. Very, very good. Cannot recommend it enough. Very convicting, for us people of no color. And how we grew up and how we can rethink how we see communities that are not our own and how we can honor them in an appropriate way. And I just really loved it. So I'm also very proud of him for being as honest as he was, because he is honest about everything, not just his mother and all of her issues, but his own kind of reckoning or downfall with the Southern Foodways Alliance. And so I was very proud of his honesty and openness about all that. And I think, Mandy, you remember all that more than I do because I wasn't following him as closely back then. So I think you'll find that part very, very interesting as well. So I'm going to
Good.
recommend that one
Good for him.
again. Yep. So some of my crockpot shows this week have been The House of Guinness.
Started it.
So good. If you liked Peaky Blinders, it's the same people that did Peaky Blinders, but it's a lot less violent because there is no actual Peaky Blinder. They don't blind people in this. They just drink a lot. And
I
so
will say
it's not as
you should
violent.
watch it. You should watch it at night. It's hard to
Yes.
see during the day.
Yes. Good tip. That's very true. The family has come out and said this is not very accurate. I'm like, this is like The Crown. Like, it's not supposed to be a documentary. It's a dramatization of a moment in time. So, okay.
Right.
I think they've got the biggest problem with the oldest brother being gay, but I mean, there's a lot of evidence that they're right. So, I mean, who cares? It's a great
Right.
show. I love the actors. A lot of the actors I've seen in other things, some of them are new to me. I think it's a great show. But if you
Yeah,
like Succession,
how about the fact that what's that show, the preacher show you recommended that I started watching, The Preacher and the Detective?
The
It's a
Preacher.
BBC show.
Oh, the yes. Oh gosh, I'll think of it in a minute. My
That
brain.
guy, the preacher,
Yes.
is like the fixer.
Yes.
Awful. And like, as soon as his
Awful.
face appeared, I'm like, you're sweet, and whatever it was, the last
Yep.
thing I
I mean,
watched.
that was a
This is
murder
not
show, but not
great.
the same.
Cognitive dissonance. So then I had to like
Yes.
look at, like, what was he in? Whatever
Yeah.
that show is.
Yes. I'll think of it and probably when we're off finished recording. But yes. Oh,
There you
Grantchester.
go.
There we go. Didn't take as long as I thought. Yeah, so he's really good. I recognize the oldest brother, but I'm not sure where from. I haven't done a deep dive, but I did definitely have seen him before. So, but it's good. If you like Succession and if you like Peaky Blinders, you're gonna love this because it's all about what happens after the original Guinness passes away. So, very interesting and very, very good. I like it. So, House of Guinness. One of my favorite shows on TV, Slow Horses, is back. Have you, I've got, you watched that one, right? Okay, so that's back. That's good.
I tend to wait until they're all out and then binge it because it's too, I don't like to wait.
I know it's too, we are spoiled these days when they release the whole season. And it's very hard for me as well to go back. I feel the same way about Task. And because you don't have HBO, you can wait. But it's the same thing. Like, I'm like, come on now. I mean, I get a cliffhanger,
Probably
but like, oh, I need to know. So Slow
it's probably good for
Horses,
our brains.
it is, I know, dang it. But, he looks, so different than when he was Sirius Black. I mean, even with the long hair, like he's so gross, but he plays the part so well. It's so good. So if you're not watching Slow Horses, I know we say it every year, watch it. It's divine. It's really, really good. But speaking of Sirius Black, today's October 1st. Mandy and I are recording on Wednesday. And so that means for me, like I do in December, I watch some fall movies. I don't do scary, so they're not nearly as many movies as I watch at this time of year. But it's time for a Harry Potter rewatch. It's time for Hocus Pocus. It's time for, I was trying to think of the name of this one this morning. The one with Nicole Kidman and that they're doing the remake of. Nicole Kidman and Sandra Bullock. Oh, Practical Magic. So Practical Magic, fun ones,
Good
not
job.
scary ones, fun ones. So what I wanted to crowdsource was, I mean, give me some more that are fun but not scary. I don't do scary. I just don't. I have nightmares.
What about the Witches of Eastwick?
Oh, I need to, okay, I'll add that. Witches of Eastwick. Okay. Practical Magic, I'm new
I
to, and I
saw
can't
that.
believe I waited this long to be a fan, but I loved it when I watched it last year. So it's on my list again this year. So
The Witches of Eastwick I saw in the Moultrie Twin Cinema when it came out, and I don't believe I've seen it since. So I really make no representations as to
okay.
its quality.
All right. Well, I mean, anything from that, even the first Hocus Pocus. Quality was suspect back in the day.
It must not have played at the Moultrie Twin, or I must have been going to the youth center by the time it came out, because I don't remember seeing that one ever.
It's good. It's not scary. It's really funny. Kathy Najimy, Sarah Jessica Parker. I mean, the cast is great. Bette Midler. It's so good. It's so
I think
fun.
that is Bette Midler in Witches of Eastwick too? Maybe not. I feel like it's a Susan Sarandon.
Oh yeah.
I
I
don't
love
remember.
her. Yeah, so
And I've watched Harry Potter a billion times because
yeah,
it
me
used to
too.
be part of my comfort watch. But I don't have a hard time with it now because J.K. Rowling has turned out to be such a troll.
So she's pretty terrible. But the actors in there, that's what I stay focused on. Like, especially after seeing Hermione Granger, if you haven't seen her latest interview, she is like, I don't care what JK says. This is who I am and what I believe. So, the actors definitely do not agree with her. And it used to be one of my comfort shows, like West Wing. So I don't watch it nearly as much, but I definitely watch it in October just because it is so good. The books were so good. I mean, I don't think I'll watch the remake because I think that's just dumb. So I'm not gonna do that. But anyway, the originals just make me happy. So if you have any other suggestions of movies that are not scary for me to watch in October. Of course, December has a ton of them because there's 1,001 Christmas movies. But yeah. So there we go. That's all I
Okay.
got. What are you doing this week besides watching
Okay.
baseball?
I have to go to Tallahassee for work at the end of the week. But that's it.
Awesome. Awesome.
What about you?
I
Plan
head
on
to
going?
Atlanta today. I'm going to go up because my meeting tomorrow starts at 9. And I don't want to drive up at 5 o'clock in the morning or 6 or whatever it would be to get there by 9. So my friend lives 20 minutes away from the place where I'm going to have to be tomorrow. And so I'm staying with her and getting to see.
You have to see how it can.
Yeah, so I'm excited that I'm
I
closer
just had to take your
this
picture.
afternoon.
You have to see how your face is frozen.
Oh, great. I'm so excited. Definitely post it. So yeah, so that's what I'm doing.
Won't post it
Well, last week I didn't. I took a terrible picture last week, so I posted a picture of honey.
nicer than
So
you.
I'm doing that today, which I hate driving through Atlanta, but it is what it is. So I'm going to do that and be in Atlanta tomorrow and then come back to the Methodist Children's Home for their big yearly fundraiser. So I'm excited about that. And yeah. Just
Well, good.
regular stuff the rest of the time.
All right. Well, be
Yeah,
careful on the road.
I will. I'll get to listen to a bunch of podcasts, which will be good. So I'm excited to get caught up, especially on the one that we talked, because I've seen some clips. Pablo Torre still going in on this whole thing. So I can't wait to listen to the latest in that series.
Yep.
Because
He's still on it.
it's not looking good for Bomer.
Not looking good.
Nope. So if you haven't listened to what Mandy suggested last week, definitely go in and binge the shows about the Clippers. So anyway, well, Mandy, you have a great week. I'm so
Thanks.
thankful that we have this space. So go find your people.
Bye, y'all.